nervous before we start.
All right, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Gilberta Bindle, and I am the owner-operator of Making Faces by Gilberta.
All right, well, how'd you get started?
Well, to be honest, I was a stay-at-home mom for like 19 years, and once they graduated, I actually had nothing to do. So I went out and researched what kind of job. I got just a regular shopping job, and a face painter come in.
No problem.
Well, keep going.
One of the face painters in Maryville, she came in and she told me she was a face painter, and I asked her, you know, because I've always liked art and I always did my kids' face paint for Halloween. So I asked her if she actually made money with it or if it was just a hobby, because, you know, everybody thinks it's just a hobby. And she pretty much introduced me to it, and the first event I did was in Fall City. At a little bitty tiny thing, which she actually got me the gig, and I fell in love with it. The energy that comes from these children, from the parents, from anybody that's involved, and they see this type of art that I think sometimes as an artist we take for granted that we can do, and they're like, oh, I can't do that. Well, I always say, well, at one time you couldn't write your name, right? So with practice, you could do anything you put your mind to, and that was my little mom thing, but that's basically how I got started, and I just fell in love with it.
All right, so what's your favorite part about doing this?
Oh my goodness, it is the children. It is the energy, the creativity, just once they get in the chair, they're like in control. They become the boss of their own face. And once they realize that, because I mean, I get the shy ones and the ones that are like, I don't know, you know, the parents are trying to get them in there, but once they find out that they can make choices and they get to do that, and then they just take the wheel, and
they just brighten up.
Yes, and the more energy they're putting out, the more I feel.
Yes.
So I mean, I just enjoy it.
All right. So, tell us more about what you do here.
Well, actually, I started out with a face painting, which I thought was pretty. It keeps me pretty busy. I mean, and I've been doing this for about 6 years. The face painting is actually my number one go-to. Everybody is like, they scream, the face painter. But I started doing henna. And then my husband, of course, he travels around with me, and he does the airbrush tattoos now. So we started doing the tattoos, and that way he feels like
I'm guessing this is your
husband. This is my husband.
He's getting interviewed.
I'm being interviewed on a podcast. It's like totally awesome.
Oh, cool.
I'll be like, oh. Hopefully I'm not too shy. But he started doing the airbrush tattoos, and he's retired military, so.
Well, thank you for your service.
He served in the Navy over 20 years, and found out he likes to use the airbrush. And then just last year, we don't use it. Just last year we introduced the transfer tattoos, which are the ones, the sleeves that you see on the wall.
Is there anything you want to tell my listeners?
You know what? This is the first year that I've done my whole setup in a trailer. And I just want everybody to just come on down, come check out my trailer, check out my work, you know, critique me. Be nice, because, you know, I do crazily. But, you know, just come see me.
Well, thank you all for listening, and hope you guys have a great day.